Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's pretty interesting. I never thought about that it would be controversial to take your 21-year-old child out drinking when that 21 is part of that celebration. For both of our kids, we bought a bottle of wine with their birth year. So we have a 2005 for Seth, a 2007 for Sam. And, you know, Seth goes to college in New York City. And part of what's interesting about that, and Dan, this is the kind of thing that, like, I think most people would never think about, because if your kid goes to college in a college town or has a car or whatever, parents have probably had those conversations with the kids about drinking and driving. But Seth never, there's no car. You're in New York City. If you go out and drink, now, I assume he never went out and drank underage. you just didn't have to think about it. So this week, when he was home, he was going to meet a friend for dinner. And Alyssa had a conversation with him about, like, okay, like, do you know what your tolerance is? Do you have any idea? Like, are you going to drink? And Seth was like, no, I'm not going to drink because I'm going to drive. And we were talking a little bit about this week that it's his perception that the younger generation, that part of the conversation about younger people not drinking as much is actually a fear of getting a DUI, that the younger generation takes it maybe a little more seriously than certainly we did back in that day, which I think is awesome. And his answer is the right answer, right? But you also sort of want to learn, like, yep, you can have one drink while you're eating, or depending on what kind of beer, depending on what, you know, to understand how to be safe about it. Certainly, if your approach is zero, well, I mean, that's a good approach. So I asked you guys a question. I asked, would you take your 21-year-old out drinking? And a texter says, at 21, I'd rather go to a fancy restaurant instead of bar hopping with my parents. Yeah, if we were celebrating his actual birthday. His birthday was in June, and this is the first time we've seen him this week. But that makes sense. I can see from the 21-year-old perspective, like, is it weird? I don't know. Jason, I took my sons out for drinks when they turned 21. I also took my grandkids when they took 21. I'm a mom and a grandma. Now, I don't want to, like, get too far ahead of myself. But, man, it would be so cool to, like, take your grandkids out. I just think that'd be so, that'd be amazing. Now, when my grandkids are old enough, Dan, for me to take them out drinking, I mean, I'm going to be like, in my 80s? I don't know. Who knows?
When my brother and I were both in college, and we were both over 21, my brother was working at a bar, and my grandmother, who had to have been in her 80s at the time, came, I think, with my parents to come visit us out at school. And my brother was working, it was Friday or Saturday night or whatever, he's working at the bar, and his buddies thought it would be hilarious, and my grandma 100% agreed if she ordered a drink. So she comes walking up to the bar, and in my grandmother did not have an inside voice at this point in her life. So even in a loud bar, it was pretty clear to hear. And she walks in, young man, at my brother. I want a screaming orgasm. Everybody in the bar lost it.
It's pretty great.
Everybody in the bar lost it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of moment you want to have.
Right.
With a kid when he's over 21. And
oh, so this is the move. 651-461-9226. What is the most embarrassing drink I could order Seth tonight? So we're going to Earl Giles, the distillery in Northeast. I like Earl Giles a lot. Their food is fantastic. Their spirits are great. And the vibe there is so good. There's like hundreds of plants. So that's our first stop. But we're on a street that has like Bina's with Centro. There's Indeed. Like maybe... You know, maybe a little craft brewing thing, but that's all on the same block, which could be kind of fun. Texters, my parents don't really drink. I don't either. So when I turned 21, we all went to Valley Fair. That's kind of cool. So when I turned 21, I was dating a 20-year-old. My wife is 1 year younger than me, and I did not drink when I was in college. I was very career focused. I had 3 jobs. I was working. I got an intern. This is the kind of nerd I was. I got an internship on Friday nights, so I didn't have to tell my friends that I didn't want to go partying with them. So I went to work. That's what I did. When I turned 21, I bought a bottle of wine. And what I didn't have in the apartment that I shared with 5 other guys was a corkscrew. So I went on my 21st birthday, so I could open a bottle of wine in my apartment with the woman who is now my wife. I went knocking on doors trying to find a corkscrew. Thank you to Brian Corcoran, who had a corkscrew. Just embarrassing. Like some people, Seth waited until midnight on his birthday so he could go out and get, he's like, everywhere in New York, you get carded. And so he waited till midnight on his birthday and then went out. Me?
I think that's fairly common.
Pretty common.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot.
It's pretty cool. Jason, your kids are already in college. They know the bar scene. I'll say I have 2 kids.
One of whom isn't 21 and better not know the bar scene.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. I don't know if Seth, I don't think Seth does know the bar scene, to be honest. And he hasn't really spent like a full summer home. He was home last summer. But Seth's a rule follower.
Yeah.
Seth also.
He's a first child, so.
And he was worried that he would go out, because this happened to him once. He went to Barrio on Nicollet Mall when he was home on summer break, just for dinner with a friend, and when he checked in, they were like, hey, are you Jason DeRush's son?
No. Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, that's the worst.
Just based on his name.
Oh, no.
Right. So Seth was worried, and I'm certain he did not have false identification, but he was worried that if he went to a bar that he would be known, which
if he tried to go with a false ID?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely a firstborn child type of worry.
Now, I will say my youngest child, I'm not getting those same concerned vibes from him, which has led to more concerned vibes from me. Jason, on my 21st, my parents took me to Vegas, and my grandma came with. She stayed up until midnight and bought me my first drink, quote unquote, around that first. I would take your son to Lord Fletcher's or Maynard's. That's a great idea. That's a great, like, I'm 21, I'm legal, I'm good to go. Another texter, better you than friends. That might encourage him to drink a dangerous amount. I assume that ship has sailed, but you never know. Back in the 70s, says a texter, we could drink at 18. Midnight graduation night from high school, baby.
Well, and here's another element to it to consider, right?
Okay.
When my brother and I were kids, and you got to about the age where smoking became a temptation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously under 18. My dad told us flat out, look, if either of you want to try a cigarette, let me know. I will go buy them. We'll go out in the garage and you can fire up as many as you want.
Hmm.
His thought being, I'm going to get these kids so sick off of these cigarettes, they're never going to want to touch one again. Yeah. But what it did is it took all the rebellion out of it, right? It took all of that, ooh, I'm doing something mom and dad don't know about, don't, you know, whatever. It takes all that out of it, and the boys are both like, okay, never mind.
This isn't as fun.
Right. So even though it's legal at 21, if you're taking Seth out on his 21st birthday or around then, and it sort of takes some of that taboo rebellion. No, you're just doing the same thing mom and dad do. It's not like, you know, you're being some big, bold, rebellious teenager or anything. Sort of takes a little bit of that away from it. I think that's nothing but a good idea.
It's interesting. Like, I've talked to experts about this before, because I grew up like you did, where my parents, my dad would occasionally have an old style.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was no, like, wine with dinner.
Right. Yeah, we never
It just wasn't a thing. No. And so I didn't want to be, like, a negative impact on my kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Alyssa and I had a lot of conversations about, like, is this the right way to do this? Are we, the normalizing of it, does it take away some of the, like, oh, I can't wait to just go get blitz?
Yeah.
When it's just, no, like, it's just, it's food. Like, you can do it responsibly. I don't know. Texters say, this was not embarrassing, but I got everyone a Prairie Fire shot, which is tequila and Tabasco when they turn 21. Then someone got me one. I never made anyone else go through that torture after that. I don't really know anything about shots. You know, like, people, there's like the, aren't the shots the things that have the more embarrassing name? Is there like a slippery nipple? Is that a thing?
That's a thing, yeah.
That's a shot that's not just like a movie.
Well, I mean, technically it could be multiple
once.
Things, but yeah.
All right, we're going to break in just a minute. Who controls the window shade on an airplane? This has been a hot topic of debate, and I have thought about this many, many times, so I have feelings. When you're on a flight, who's in charge of the window shade? I think the whole system is screwed up, to be honest. We'll talk about it next.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
If you're on a flight, you should have control of the window shade for the row in front of you, not your row. I think window shade gate is sweeping the internet right now. And if you don't fly a lot, you maybe don't care. But if you do fly a lot of people pick the window seat because you either enjoy the view or you want control of the sunlight, whether it's coming in or not.
I'm a window seat flyer, both for control of the shade and because I don't want to have to get up if anybody else wants out of the row.
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
No, I'm just going to hunker down in my seat for the flight. I don't need to get up. If you do, you know, go ahead, but I don't want to have to be having people climb over me to go to the bathroom. Hmm.
That's super interesting. I had not considered the traffic scenario. I personally like the aisle because you can sometimes sort of sneak. Well, you have now, I can just tell by the look on your face, you have your own theory why I like the aisle.
Because
you think it's so everyone could see me.
No.
As they walk down the aisle.
No, but that's a good point. I think that's probably part. No, my thought was you like the aisle because that gives you the access to the most people that you can chat with on the flight.
similar vibe.
Yeah.
No, I like the aisle because you can like, it feels a little more spacious to me. Because I fly.
See, now, I think the window, because the window, you can lean into the side of the fuselage there. True. You get more room that way.
Well, you can't put your arm out the window, though.
Be kind of sweet if you could.
Open her up, get a little fresh air in there. I don't think that would work.
No?
No. All sorts of videos all over the internet about which passenger has the right to control it.
Well, isn't part of the problem that, you know, they've so crammed seats into these planes now that the aisles don't line up with the windows anymore?
A little bit. That's right. So there's a video that went viral on X of a guy sort of fighting with a four-year-old because the window the window lined up like in between.
Yeah.
I do think the person behind the window should have control because the light generally comes into your face. So even if it is sort of lined up, sometimes you have the window shade open and you're hosing the person behind you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a raw deal.
Yeah.
Part of me also thinks, like, do any of these really need to be open?
What if they're all...
But it's nice to look, like, sometimes...
Well,
like,
what if they were all mechanical?
This is your captain speaking. The left is the Grand Canyon.
Well, yeah, but then...
That's
so
neat.
So the pilot controls it. Let's say that, right?
Oh.
So you take off with the windows open.
The head flight.
Once you're up after a certain, you know, altitude where really you're not looking at anything anymore, all the windows shut. Then if you are flying over the Grand Canyon or something like that, they hit the switch, the windows open up, everybody looks at the canyon. Okay, shut the windows back down and resume your flight. And then as you're coming in, the windows can come back up. Then there's no more fights.
Would you have the stones, if you were sitting behind someone, to ask them to lower the shade?
No.
Hmm. If someone asked you to lower the shade, would you do it?
Yeah, but I'd probably give them the side eye.
I would do it. It would be something if you're like, no. Continental Diamond Time Check 4:57 drive time coming back with local news and data center talk next.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way... the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.